Proverbs 12:25 says, "Heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop, but a good word maketh it glad." Have you ever been down in the dumps? Ever had the blues? I'm pretty sure that all of us do from time to time, and it happens from time to time throughout life, some more than others. And I'm not talking about the deep depression, sometimes referred to as clinical depression. I want to make that clear. There are types of depression that are from one extreme to the other, and one type's brought on by things like physical illnesses or blunt force trauma, and the sort of extreme depression diagnosed by mental health physicians as PTSD, especially men coming back from war and that sort of thing. And even some forms of postpartum depression for women who have given birth fall into this category in what we would call deep depression. So I'm not talking about that sort of thing, and I don't think that's what this is talking about either. Most of us have what when we call depression. It's the result of things like life choices made by us or choices made by others that affect us. The victim of an adulterous spouse or a substance-abusing loved one, for example. Or maybe the choices made by an employer or a coworker that cause you to suffer on the job and make your life difficult. Hopefully you're getting the idea. Sometimes things happen in your life and you end up in the dumps. You experience a heaviness in the heart that makes you stoop. And when I felt that way, I've told people that I just feel droopy. You might remember the little cartoon character, the little dog called Droopy. Well, when you feel like that, I want to start by saying there's two things you don't need, two extremes. One, you don't need someone else coming along and then thinking it's going to help you to bury you in their problems and their despair. And that's how some people are. If they see you're stooped or a little droopy, they see you down in the dumps, and then they raise you with some gloom, despair, and agony on me. And maybe they think they'll make you feel better by outdoing you in the depression department. I don't know, but you don't need that. The other extreme is a clown show. I've been down for whatever reason, and someone comes along and thinks that just by acting crazy or just being goofy in an attempt to make me laugh is going to fix everything. I sort of picture these people doing this to their moms when they were little kids, and their mom would act like it made them feel better just to shut them up, and they came away with the mistaken notion that it actually works. But somewhere in between these extremes, our proverb comes in, "But a good word maketh it glad." And when it comes to a good word, there's nothing like God's word. But that only works on someone who loves and respects God's word. So keep that in mind. You know, there's simply no easy answer to providing a good word. You have to listen and respond with wisdom. And sometimes we have to tactfully say something like, you know, God is there for you, but you have to respond to Him and receive Him into your life. He's not going to force His way into your life. And then you leave it at that and pray for them. And if they respond, then you can present the gospel. If you know that you're talking to a Bible-believing Christian, then without coming off as a know-it-all or an I've-arrived-and-can-save-you kind of attitude, you can remind them gently and tactfully of the promises of God, especially if there is Scripture touching their specific situation. I remember once when I was stooped with a heavy heart, and someone told me about another respected preacher who went through a similar situation. And that preacher had quoted a particular Bible verse that had given him hope through it all. And all of that, in turn, helped me. It was a good word that included, not only did it include God's word, but it included their own testimony of God's faithfulness in keeping His word. But the most important thing for us to do in dealing with heavy hearts is to hide God's word in our heart ahead of time, preparing for these times. When you do, it's like building up your spiritual immune system. It'll protect you from needless despair and depression, and will also help you fight off attacks from the enemy in his attempts to bring you down. And this will also prepare you for those times when you're needed to provide a good word to others who are stooped with a heavy heart. The wise Christian is protected against a heavy heart by being in God's Word now and in preparation for the heavy times that lie ahead. At a moment's notice, you can draw on the Word of God in your mind and heart, where a good word maketh it glad.